All right, good evening, everybody, and we resume. We're learning the Yud Gimel Midos and connecting it to Shabbos as the Sefer comes to its grand conclusion. So number 8 is Ani Mamin Be'emunah Shlema. I believe with complete faith. Shekol HaTorah HaMetzuya Ate Be'adeinu HiYanesu L'Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. I believe with complete faith that the entire Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's what we have today. Hanaisakan, Hemitakan Shishtabu El Turkha Torah Khalakim Shem Lomebura Khalila, God forbid, perhaps it is a divine Torah, but over time things got added in, put in from which are not divine, which are not Hashemayim, Anche de Lomale from unscrupulous individuals, from Hashem Hashem, things in the name of Hashem Hashelo Dibur. That happens to be the Torah has a tremendous amount of safeguards. Even when you write a Sefer Torah, has to be another Sefer Torah. If one letter is off, it apostles the whole Sefer Torah, the whole process of how we have it. By the way, all of the, everything that's, you know, from always found, always corroborates our version of the Torah. I think the Christian Bible is like 20,000 versions of the Bibles. This is a kind of crazy number. If you are Sefer Torah, is our Sefer Torah is the exact same Torah wherever you are, whatever country you find. There's actually one letter difference in the Yemenite Torah versus our Torah, but it makes no difference. The same word. It's Psuadaka with an Aleph or a Hey. Okay? Do you spell with an Aleph or a Hey? But all other Sefer Torah in existence that are found in Sefer Torah from hundreds and over 1,000 years ago, they're all identical. When the Dead Sea Scrolls happened, one of the things they showed, it was our Torah, right? Same thing. Well, but let's say, for argument's sake, that someone tried to put it in. Aval kevan sheklalos haTorah ba'alan ma'asher yisbarach alei Moshe Rabbeinu v'geder shel b'chvod v'atzmo. But in this case, feeling the reality of how our own Mesorah tradition is how we write a Sefer Torah and the safeguards we have, and you can't write it by heart, and you have to check it. And we read every Torah, right? One of my sons wants to get a Megillah. So Yitzchak, I was in touch with Tiferes Stam today. So Yitzchak, we got a very nice Sefer Torah from Tiferes Stam, Rabbi Pincus. And so when you write a Sefer Torah, it takes a tremendous amount of time to scruple. Beyond all of that, something deeper, something metaphysical, something, you know, way deeper than that. And that's that we know that, as we said last week, the Torah is given through Moshe Rabbeinu, through Hashem itself, b'kvod v'atzmo, and it's a covenant, it's a bris ava, a covenant of love between Hashem Yisparach and the Jewish people. Hari hu Yisparach acharai, and Hashem himself takes, makes sure, the acharai al bris kamonu, that kmo sha'anu nishbanu shlo la'hafer ha'Torah, just like we swore or we promised never to break the Torah, kmo ken yesh yischayves kazu mitzido yisparach shlo oylam. Hashem says that the Torah will never change, it will never be broken. It was a bris echad v'zeh haftacha. Not just that, even in the darkest of time, the Jewish people will always be connected to the Torah. Because the Chassidus says lo tishchach v'pizaro, you should not forget from your descendants for the future. Now, you know, I've said it before, I'm not worried about Klal Yisrael existing. We should never be worried. The Jewish people are the eternal people. What we should worry is if we were connected to Torah and our descendants and the people we know, we care about, if they're going to have a future too. There's a promise, there's a covenant between Hashem and the Jewish people. It's never, the Torah will never leave us, and the Torah never has left us. It doesn't make a difference of what we've experienced, and we've had a long summers on the phone, right? You know, you look at Russia 60, 70, 40, 50, 30 years ago, 80 years ago, who would have imagined there's a good yeshiva today in Moscow, Torah's Chesed. There are Russian Jews learning all around Eretz Yisrael in New York who were literally raised on communism and atheism. And that's Vekevan Shashem Yisparach Mitzido lo yifras b'ris. Hashem is never going to give up the covenant of the Jewish people. Well, if that's the case, shomer hu asa Torah b'tahara shemasav, we have siyata d'shmaya. There's divine assistance that our Torah should be protected, that nothing, there's nothing, no added, no additions, no haggaz. Even the Talmud, we know that there's a Bach, there's a Gra, there's some Girsa differences. Like, there's nothing like that. Nothing exists like that in the Torah. The Chol Ziv Sheba Torah Ziv Be'etzim Bersav, because any forgery would be a forgery in the bris between us, Hashem and us. For our bris who be'echa shel bechvoido ve'atzim Hashem Yisbrachu kaviyacho, Oyim ala mishmar, Hashem is standing on the mishmar to make sure that nothing of a sort ever has it. Hashem ba'atarot bechvoid ve'atzim u'kmo sha'atayrah. And just like the Torah is called a bris, so too Shabbos is a bris. We have a covenant with the Torah that we will keep the Torah forever. Again, the Jewish people as a whole, we have to make a conscious decision to connect to it in our own lives. But Klal Yisrael as a whole, it's not going to, you know, it won't disappear. Shebris haTorah hu mechrechas mikoch achibah mechrechas me'etzim abriya. It's the essence of our relationship. It's from the creation. Chumash for Akein Shabbos, where the Torah was given on, we know, and we elaborate upon that Shabbos is not to play Monopoly, not to play ping pong, not to take a 6-hour nap. It's Shabbos is for Torah, for Ruchnius, to hear the rabbis speak, to daven, to connect to Torah, to connect to mitzvahs, to connect to Hashem. And therefore, and Shabbos is the bris olam, it's a covenant between Hashem and us for eternity. She'ikr malas Shabbos is the bris Torah. The Iker Malas HaShabbos is the covenant of Torah between Hashem and Jewish people. So just like the Torah is a bris, so to Shabbos is a bris, so the Torah won't be forgotten. Shabbos, just reading a book on early American Jewry, like the test that these people had, and the test to keep, I'm not talking about even the Industrial Revolution, I'm talking even earlier, to keep Torah and mitzvahs and Shabbos. You know, it's mind-boggling. But wherever we are over time, Shabbos is eternal. The Torah is eternal as well. Number 9, Ani Mamin, the 9th of the principles of faith of the Ani Mamin, Shezes HaTorah Lo Simchu Lefes. Well, it's not that it's just that the wrong words will get into that. There's no new additions, no add-ons, no addendums. I was having a Muslim driver recently tell me how the Quran, it includes Moshe and all the prophets and the Vim and Yashka. Like, I care about that. This person, I don't know if he knows me or a book in his life, but he think, you know, but they're so convinced that, like, low IQ, some of these people. So I'm like, aha. So I was going to get to tell him that how the Quran was written and the history and all the false things in it. It's not always my point. But the Torah itself says it's never going to be changed. Right, whether you're Islam or you're Christian, they give a New Testament, or you're Baha'i, you have your own. It doesn't make if you're a Mormon. It doesn't make a difference. The Teshtitin Torah Lein says that this Torah is eternal. It's not abrogated. It doesn't have an expiration date, and nothing of a sort. This Torah is forever, and it's never going to be changed by Hashem. And that is, as we said earlier, B'chvei Atzmo. It's the desire of Hashem. It's the covenant between us and Hashem. Together, who do we have to the Chavetz? This is Hashem's will. There's no changing of the Torah. There's no divorces over here. I made a mistake. Yeah, this is a mistake. It's always, again, without getting into theology, it's amazing how Christianity, Islam, by all these, you know, they all believe that Jews got the Torah at Sinai. But one individual in a cave in Utah or New York or Utah or in the middle of the Arabian Desert or actually not even really a person who is from Bethlehem or Nazareth, but really people who came later, like Saul of Tarsus, would go ahead and just say, with one person, two people, making these kind of decisions, when Torah is given back to millions of people, you know, a mass revelation. Fearing that, the Torah says it's eternal. Hashem doesn't change his mind. Now, and that's, again, it's our relationship with Hashem, and that's also eternal. Number 10. Ani ma'am emunah shleimah shebaruch baruch shmo. Yaideh, Hashem knows. Kol ma'aseh b'nei adam. He knows what you're thinking, I'm thinking. He knows all our actions. He knows how we daven mincha today, how we daven ma'ariv today. Did we do charity today? Did we learn Torah today? Were we kind today? Were we driving? Did we beep unnecessarily? Go through the list. Hashem knows all of our actions and all of our thoughts. Well, actions, other people can see it. Thoughts, where our heart is, where our head is, what we think. Hashem knows it all. Ayotzei, why? Shenemar, Shein Pasek, says in the verse, Hashem knows all of our thoughts because He created us. Of course Hashem knows all our thoughts. He knows everything about us. He's constantly created us. He's Yodea Komatsiya, Shay Komatsiyas comes from Hashem. As we actually discussed this, it's Pasha, it's simple. If we delve into it, we can't contemplate it. Shemikavan, this goes back to something we learned previously. That since Shemikoyacha Chidish Mukhracha Ein Oyimovado, that we say there's nothing but Hashem. There's nothing in the world before Hashem created. No Pruta, no Neutra, no galaxies, no universes, nothing. No chlorophyll, no oxygen. Nothing. No proton strands. Nothing. And so everything comes from Hashem. Everything is created by Hashem. So Hashem, and continued created, knows everything. It's His creation. We're consecrated by Hashem. Yodeas Mashuiz Barakadeas Atzim. We can't cuss for Rambam. The Rambam says, my mind says, in the beginning, he said, the Torah, the foundations of Torah, in Perak Beis Lachatas, Koham Nimtzayim Chutz Min Abora, Mitzur Rishona, Ad Yitzash Katan, Shea Betabar Ha'aretz, HaKol Mikoch Mitzvah Barak. Everything from the beginning of creation to a little gnat in the middle of nowhere, everything is the will of Hashem, and He knows everything. And a person understands this, knows Hashem knows everything, and nothing is hidden from God. Hashem, the omnipotent, all-powerful, knows everything, in whose makar atzmo kaviyachal. Nimsa shekoach ha-shabbos. And therefore, when we keep Shabbos, and we recognize this on Shabbos, not just that one of the fundamentals of faith is that Hashem knows all our thoughts and will reward us, not on our actions, but on our thoughts at times, and stuff like that, and knows what's best for us. But when we keep Shabbos, and we recognize, that, as we discussed and elaborated upon, that Hashem created the world from scratch, and every Shabbos, part of our liturgy, part of our tefillahs, part of our kiddush, is exactly that recognition, we're also being cognizant of Eino Movado, there's nothing but Hashem, who knows all of our thoughts, who knows us, who understands us, who puts us where we're supposed to be, and have the experience. Of course, life is a little like a GPS, so we should make the right decisions. Don't make wrong turns. You gotta take a lot, you can get out of it, you know, but Kadosh Baruch Hu knows all of what we should and could be doing. Number 11, Ani Mamin, B'emunah Hashem, a person say every day, I believe Hashem complete faith, and this is why Hashem knows everything. It's important to recognize that truth, because Hashem will reward all those who follow His mitzvahs, and all those who don't get punished. Like I've said this over the years in Am Echad, that before Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we always have, unfortunately, Tisha B'Av. Yeshivas of the Talmud of Tisha B'Av to remind us. There are consequences. You don't, if you're as a nation, you don't keep the term. It's just the base of the temple will destroy. The base will destroy it twice. Right? There are consequences for actions. Life is serious. Just like at work, if you don't do your job, you get fired. Okay, and if you do an amazing job, you get a promotion. Well, this is a plus. This is the ultimate, you know, fired or promotion. There's a million grades in between. Hashem will reward for every little small deed. Right, everyone listening to this share tonight will get a reward. By the way, I'm going to contend you'll get a bigger reward than people who listen to it later. Why? Because if they don't listen, they want to give a share. And then lots of people listen every week and you see the clicks, right? But it doesn't make a difference. So you're going to get a reward for us for eternity, forever. And if you would have spent tonight doing something stupid, then, and if you pay attention, you get even more. I mean, everything, there's nothing. And if you're, and if you, a person, you know, take some, let's say, what inspiration from this class or any class, and you apply it. Everything, there's a reward and punishment. Kron is buyer. Iker Zele'el, we discussed this earlier. We talked about Yirash Hashem. We talked about fearing Hashem. She is Soyed Hayichud, Shakarish Baruch Hu Moilach, Hashem rules over the world, from this world all through the next world. I'll call rega verega, every moment. I'll call maisa maisa, every act that we do. V'iyev shar shetimet tzias v'ezer, like there's nothing, zero, zilch, any millisecond, or anything we do, which is outside of Hashem's divine providence. Right? Hashem is all-powerful, omnipotent. V'meila nukha shekol maisa, and therefore, when Hashem gave the Torah, everything has reward, and everything is important. There's nothing we call parav in life. Every single word we take. Now, some may be, in the scales, like great things, you go up this. You know, terrible chas v'shalom. You know, some is like, you get some small, but, if you work, it's like b'chol derechei chaleo. You work at work, you're doing a mitzvah to make a parnasa, to make a career, to be able to pay your bills, to be able to eat and to sleep and to live as a mitzvah. So every second you're working, you get that. If you relax and you're taking care of yourself, you're empowering, it's also, it could be a mitzvah. If a person speaking Lashon Hara, whoa, that's a serious avera. Whoa. If a person's on a blog writing Lashon Hara for other people to hear, even worse probably. If you eat, you can do a mitzvah, taking care of your body, making brachas. If you eat non-kosher, well, that's not a good thing. You're taking an avera, right? And if you don't say blessings, ditto. It's everything. There's nothing that's outside the parameter of, even the mundane. If you exercise, I walk. Now in the summer, I walk a lot. So that's a mitzvah. Every time I walk and the whole try to make some phone calls, think of learning, whatever. But it's all a mitzvah. And if a person doesn't do certain things, chas v'shalom, it could be a very person's. You drive. You think you're driving. You beep at people. You anger them. You think that's but you're the Bay Area is pretty tame. maybe you go to San Francisco, you're stuck somewhere on the 401, the 280. But the bottom line is, it's nothing. You go to New York, Mamash Hashem Yazor, even Chicago, you go downtown. Whoa! But you can be a mensch, you can drive, you can be courteous, you can make people's life easier, you can make their hard life harder. And your own, by the way, when you make other people's life harder, you're like, yeah, beeps and drives like a sugar nut, you make your own life harder, just parenthetically in driving. There's nothing outside of what Hashem wants. Of reward, of punishment, how all of these things go. V'yesh l'hoysa, we should add on, alzeh, t'chol chakira, shal inyan tzchar v'ayneshir. Everything about whether you're rewarded or punished for a person's actions. Ha'im l'barish hu gadol v'neira. V'lo yitachas. Don't think that anything, why is it, Hashem's all-powerful, does he really care if I'm nice when I drive, or if I say a bracha with tremendous intention, kavana, with heavenly thoughts, I just spaced out and blah 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 blah. When I was davening, I visited Florida or even Israel. Mamish Milshman Israel, not to the Kaisel, not magic businesses. You're imagining your trip and thinking about hiking up Masada in the middle of Shmon Esrei, Shaychus. You're hiking Masada in the middle of Shmon Esrei, or you're eating a Shabbos chigel, kugel. In the middle of your busuf on Shabbos. What does Hashem care? Okay, I want to go davening. No, Hashem, everything's important. How you give charity. How you talk to people. How you daven. Right? If a person does an avera, a sin, also. And so everything's important. There's nothing that's beyond Hashem. Some people say, does Hashem really care about the small things and the big things? I think, for important people, they'll very often gloss over. But the truth is, Hashem puts everything and gives it. It's constantly creating us. It's obviously important to Hashem. There's nothing that doesn't make a difference. There's no moment of life which is dead, unless you choose to give death. By the way, that means that every second that we live, we can eternalize. It's an amazing thing. You can go to sleep at night, and you can sleep to be to sleep, or you can sleep to serve Hashem. And in the act of sleeping, you will be eternally. Wow, that sounds like some kind of thunder. Eternally rewarded. Right? Eternally rewarded. So it could be, two things. It could be a dead thing, or you can go to sleep and eternally reward it because you're going to sleep to serve Hashem. And nothing is not important. The Namala Harachan Hashemayim Shri Hashemayim. Hashem created the whole entire world. Everything, even the smallest of things, Hashem puts you and I at every moment, at every, even that big boom, right? Everything that happens, which is just turtleness, everything that happens is for purpose. And therefore, there is reward. There are consequences for everything. Every person you meet, everything you encounter, you have some kind of reality. This also is because of this comment of Hashem's love for us and for creations and for the world. So because He creates us, because He's involved, everything He's doyeg mikar v'chol ma'isem. Hashem cares. Hashem cares about all of us and every single of it. Ich but lo mehem, the enam is alam mishum ma'isa, and doesn't hide from anything. All ma'isa ra mitzdar. And by the way, the Talmud says that if something bad happens to the Chasham, to anybody, especially a Yid, bothers Hashem. Whatever that means. Obviously Hashem has no emotion, but it caused Hashem pain. When we're mourning the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is in pain, so to speak. Again, He doesn't have emotions, you know. But whatever that means, there's a pain there. Right? In fact, great tzaddikim pray for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, not so they could serve Hashem, which is the high level. You know, lower people think about getting out of their travails, and they're wrong, they're right to think that way. It's certainly not a bad thing to think. You know, getting out of the difficulties and challenges, and you look at the world today and so many things. Bigger people think of the opportunity to serve Hashem, and really big people think about it will, so to speak, take Hashem out of his bad situation, or whatever that means for right now. I'm not going into the depth of that. And everything that you do and I do, you know, when you're a parent, you see a kid that's a great thing, it creates love and appreciation. But not only does it, when we give nachas ruach to Hashem, we give yiddish nachas to Hashem, we keep Torah mitzvahs, which we do, but we're eternally rewarded, literally eternally rewarded. And that's all because Hashem creates everything, which we recognize on Shabbos, everything that Hashem has constantly created, and every situation Hashem is constantly putting us in, which illustrates that everything we're doing makes a difference. Everything we're doing is all important. I'm going to hold here because I want to, last week, which is going to be in 2 weeks ago, the grand finale, we will talk about the belief in Mashiach, the belief in resurrection of the dead in the world to come, and then make our siyum, Amir Tz Hashem, we will do that in 2 weeks. I want to do it all at once. We'll hold here for now.